So with the opposite of that, what was some of your favorite moments in your NHL career?
Getting called up the first game. Your confidence, it ebbs and flows a lot. Like when I first came, the first game was, I was super nervous. I got that out of the way. And then my second game in the league was probably, it might have been my best game I ever played. You know, I scored my first goal. I actually should have had two or three goals. I think I hit a post. You know, I did, played really well. And so my confidence was sky high, and I'm like, okay, I belong here. But you go through ebbs and flows like every player. The superstars go through it too. They're expected to produce this amount, and they don't, and your confidence starts falling, and it's a powerful thing. It really is. In terms of the good things, I'd say that's probably at my top, where just that, obviously, the first game and the first goal, is it was hard to beat those.
Did you ever have a situation where things weren't going your way, and you just hit that rut, and you had to dig really deep to find that courage that you needed?
I leaned on guys sort of in my position, and they did with me as well.
Right.
Because there's always a group of two, three of you, maybe one D-man who's going through it, right? So we kind of leaned on each other. You know, when I was in Vancouver, spent some time with Andrew Ebbett, and we were kind of almost, we were almost rotating in a sense for a while, and we got to become pretty close, and it was never anything personal, who was playing, who wasn't, and but you lean on each other and maybe have a good laugh about it, or, you know, just kind of keep it light. And then Washington was a bit tough because when I showed up, there was Wolski, Joey Crabb. We were all kind of in that same boat. We were essentially competing for that.
You're competing for
that last spot in the lineup, right? Yeah. So you tend to lean on the guys that are in sort of in the same position as you, because you don't want to be a distraction too much to the other guys, and you can't pout around, right? So you want to, you kind of just leaned on each other for the most part.
How was playing with Ovechkin?
When you play with different guys, you know, like when I was in Vancouver and the Sedins, the stuff that they do in terms of like the passing and finding each other, it was crazy. And then to go to Washington and see Ovechkin, he was a totally different animal. The way he could shoot the puck, I've never seen it. And you see it on TV, but it's just, you see it every day in practice, and you just, it's no secret why he scores that many goals. I don't know how he shoots it like he does, but... And he was a great guy. The Russians are all a little weird. great captain. And, you know, they're doing well again this year. And that's always been the sort of their Achilles heel, is that they can't sort of make it work in the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see how they do. I hope for those guys that they can do something. He is a good guy, great captain, and, you know, like I said, a hell of a player.
So you retired a little bit earlier than one would probably want. What happened?
Yeah, I got hit from behind. I basically lost feeling in my arm and my hand, and it just never really came back. I had some stiffness, and I was probably lucky I didn't break my neck, really. It could have been a lot worse, so, you know, I kind of realized that. And I was skating for a few days, trying to, and I just, like, I couldn't even feel my hand. So, anyways, long story short, I got my MRIs and had this pretty significant disc herniation. They kind of describe it as a window, and mine was basically shut off. My nerve, I had no feeling. So anyways, I got a surgery done that basically fused the two vertebrae together. So the next year I was still under contract, and I, you know, I tried to come back, and it really wasn't ready to come back. But for me, it was at a point where December, and I didn't have a contract the next year. So I'm sort of weighing the options. I don't want to be stupid about my health, but at the same time, maybe it's good enough. You know, like, I could be done because I need to get a contract. So, but it turns out it just wasn't even close, and I was having pain. And so I met with a bunch of doctors and the guy that did it, and they kind of all said, you know, yeah, you shouldn't be, you can't play the way it is. And, you know, it's honestly still the same. So it is what it is, and that's where I'm at.
So if you had a group of kids in front of you and they wanted to go and become NHL stars, how important is having some type of degree, some type of education in a different field that will carry them after the ice melts?
It's huge. It just opens up doors, right? Obviously, the older you get, those doors start closing. I'm assuming that's what I've been told, and I'm kind of like, I'm just exploring my next career at right now. So, but for kids that want to go play, there's no rush, really. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't start pro until I was 25. So there's no rush to go play junior when you're, I know, like, every kid wants to play in the WHL when they're 16, and I'm like, well, there's no rush. You got lots of time. But the education is huge. Obviously, it gives you something to fall back on, and like I said, it opens up doors. It doesn't force you into something that you maybe don't want to do. A lot of the kids, like when I was 16, it was well, do I go play major junior or do I go play junior A? And that was a big thing too. The WHL is great because they give you a year of school every year you play there. You also got to be careful because as soon as you play, well, I don't know if it's changed, but when I played, as soon as you played an exhibition game, you were ineligible from the NCAA because you could get benefits and you could get paid a little bit. So you got to be careful when you're a kid, you want to go play there, great, but make sure that you're not going to get cut in a year, because then what do? If you want to chase that education, then you got a couple different options, but you know, that could have impacted differently.
All right, and to wrap things up, I thought I should share this. So my sister is a big fan. I got a text from my sister, and yep, she said, "Oh wow, tell him I saw his first Gordie Howe hat trick as a Manitoba Moose. That's pretty cool. Aaron Volpatti was one of my favorite players to watch." So that's from my sister.
Nice. I didn't have a lot of those, but
I don't know if she has a poster of you above her bed. I don't know, but she was definitely a fan.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming in, Aaron, and sharing your story with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot.